deadly encounter outside a Dollar General store in Sharon, South Carolina, has left a community shaken after a local man was shot and killed during what authorities have confirmed was a self-defense incident. According to the York County Sheriff's Office, the confrontation took place last Thursday, involving 69-year-old Joseph Lewis and a 25-year-old man who was legally carrying a concealed firearm. Investigators say Lewis confronted the younger man, allegedly threatened him, and then punched him. The driver, fearing for his safety, responded by shooting Lewis. Lewis later died at the hospital. While there are rumors that the dispute began over Lewis's dog, the sheriff's office has not confirmed the cause of the argument. No additional details have been released, as the investigation remains closed without charges being filed. The local solicitor's office determined the shooting was a clear case of self-defense. The driver was in lawful possession of the firearm and legally permitted to carry it under South Carolina law. In South Carolina, individuals who legally carry concealed firearms are protected under the state's Stand Your Ground law, which allows the use of deadly force if they reasonably believe they are in imminent danger of death or great bodily harm. That appears to be the basis for the solicitor's ruling in this case.